unacceptable, a breach of trust. That's what pilots are saying about the making public of the final moments of Rescue 116. Last week, air accident investigators released their preliminary report into what happened to the Coast Guard helicopter that crashed a month ago off the County Mayo coast, claiming the lives of all four crew on board: Dara Fitzpatrick, Mark Duffy, Paul Ormsby and Kieran Smith. That report included a transcript of the conversation recorded from the cockpit in the final moments of the flight, where the crew are heard to realise very late that they were flying towards Black Rock Island, and to try to, but ultimately fail to, avoid the island. The transcript also included co-pilot Mark Duffy's final words: "We're gone." Captain Evan Cullen is president of the Irish Airline Pilots Association. He's in our studio this morning. Captain Cullen, thank you very much for coming in to us. Why are you unhappy with the publication of this report?
Well, from the outset, we have to look at the history of accident investigation, and the international rules and procedures of air accident investigation have served us well. They're in place for a very long time. And those rules specifically make reference to the use of the transcript and the cockpit voice recorder for the technical analysis of the investigation. It is our conclusion, and it is the conclusion of many experts around the world who are experts in this area of aviation, that the entire 2 minutes was not technically needed for the completion of the preliminary report. And that's our view.
It's not unprecedented that conversations of this nature would be made public. There have been several instances in the recent past of accidents which have claimed the lives of people where the cockpit recordings would have been published. I mean, I'm just looking, for example, at the 2009 Air France 447 crash, which included the death of three Irish doctors, the recent German Wings crash, and there are many more. So this isn't unprecedented, is it?
I'm not saying that it should never be done. What I am saying is that it should only be done when it backs up the facts. And there were moments in that 2 minute transcript which were unnecessary to publish, whereas I do agree that some of it did back up the technical facts of the report, of the preliminary report. It's also acknowledged that in the final report there will be more information, and that was the opportunity for the Air Accident Investigation Unit to publish more of the transcript, but not at this stage.
The transcript was published not only in the report but also in several newspapers as well, and we spoke about it here on the programme last Friday. In your view then, some of it should have been made public and some of it shouldn't, is that right?
On that, we believe that all of the goals that the Air Accident Investigation Unit needed to meet, all of their objectives that they needed to meet in the preliminary report, could have been done without the 100% publication of the transcript. That's the point we're making. The other point we're making is that we have agreed rules and procedures, international agreed rules and procedures in place. They should be adhered to for the very reason that they have served us well. One of the reasons why aviation is safe is because these rules were developed after much thought and much reflection, and they should be adhered to.
We contacted the Chief Inspector of the Air Accident Investigation Unit, Mr. Jürgen White. He declined our invitation to contribute to the programme, saying we cannot comment further outside of the official reports released. But in a statement, they've said the section of transcript released in the preliminary report was deemed very relevant to the AAIU in giving the families, aviation regulators, operators and the many operational S-92 pilots around the world a better understanding of the sequence of events that occurred on the day of this tragic incident. What would you have to say to that?
Well, I would say to you that there are aspects of it that should have been in the transcript. What we're saying is that 100% of those final 2 minutes did not fall into the category that he has just stated.
Which bits?
There. The bits that are not technically relevant. It is also, and I have no difficulty with the transcripts being made available to the operational personnel and to the families. What I'm saying is that it is inappropriate that we read stuff which is not of a technical nature on the front page of newspapers when it comes from the cockpit voice recorder. And there are good reasons why that was put in place. We can debate this for hours, and maybe we can say it's a matter of opinion, but the rules are very specific. And in the actual preliminary report, they make reference to the International Civil Aviation Organization, Annex 13. They make reference to the EU regs, all of which are stating what we stated in our statement, that you should should only release those parts of the transcript which are technically relevant and needed to be known.
It's 8:30. I'll get to news headlines in just a moment. If the recordings hadn't have been published, we wouldn't have known, for example, that the island wasn't seen till very late. We would be left very much in the dark as to
No, the investigators would not have, Gavin. Like, I accept, but you're not the investigator.
No.
I accept that you wouldn't have known, but the investigators would have known, the families would have known, the operational personnel. And Gavin, there is a lot more to this. There is going to be more and more information will emerge about this. For example, the databases, the navigation databases, they're corrupted, they are inaccurate. I have observed one of these databases where the island is shown specifically at 46 feet as opposed to the 310 feet that it's at. That is correct. Okay. I've also observed other parts of the databases that are provided to the crew which do not show properly the position of Black Rock Island. All of these have to go into, but they're better gone into in confidence and in private rather than on the front page of newspapers.
Are the families concerned, the families of the four who died, are they aware of your concerns?
Well, certainly they were given a copy of the statement before it was published, absolutely.
Do they support your position?
Not all of them do, no.
You would have known some of those involved as well, wouldn't
I
you?
I do. Dara Fitzpatrick and Mark Duffy were members of IALPA for a long time. Dara Fitzpatrick was very active within IALPA for the first few years of her career.
Evan Cullen, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. That's Captain Evan Cullen, President of the Irish Airline Pilots Association.